This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are once again speaking with Richard L. Burns, author of Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck, and spokesperson for stroke awareness and recovery in regards to his advocacy and National Stroke Awareness Month. Mr. Burns, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And certainly it's good to speak with you once again. So what does National Stroke Awareness Month mean to you personally?
Personally, it means that I'm not alone anymore. It means that what I experienced can now be much simpler, easier. It means that what I went through, the trials, the tests, the experiments on me, what I can do to help is good today. I was alone before, alone in the wilderness, if you know what I mean. I no longer have to be. There's help, there's support. It means more. It means recognizing a problem, searching for a solution, and winning. It means taking time to recognize the efforts of thousands of people who work to give help and hope. I'm kind of humbled. That's what it means to me. I can only say this. It's been 47 good years. Always doing more, always progressing and helping. As the last page of the book says, the beginning.
How has medical treatment progressed for stroke survivors since your cerebral hemorrhage 47 years ago?
How has it changed? Very, very simple. When I had a stroke, it was a cerebral hemorrhage. And what I had, they didn't know what the heck it was. The difference is day and night. And nobody knew what the heck it was, how to treat it. An operation in my head, chances 50-50. Today, hey, you've heard the term FAST, face, arm, speech, and get there quick to the hospital. That's what happens today.
Do you think science is moving in the right direction and that adult stem cell research and medicine can help stroke survivors in the future?
Yes, I do. Science has made leaps and bounds, and stem cells, in my opinion, are the new frontier in medicine. You know, I thought stem cells looked like maybe a sperm with a body and a tail. I've seen them through a microscope, and they're round and plain to look at. And they seem to have a mind of their own, and they help stroke survivors by, well, there's a company, no names mentioned, but they're doing some stuff to correct arm and leg deficits, problems with ischemic stroke victims, and it works. The FDA is involved, and all I can say is stem cells for stroke, for heart, brain problems, for stem cells is the new frontier, and I'm all for it, and boy, oh boy, is it going well.
Today we are once again with Richard L. Burns, author of Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck, and spokesperson for stroke awareness and recovery here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Burns, you became a spokesperson for stroke awareness and recovery and have talked to many survivor groups. What is the first step for a stroke survivor looking for support?
The first step is to get to know that there's help. There are groups, stroke survivor groups. Medicine is catching up to the world here. There are other areas dealing with these issues, and people know more and they care more. That's what's happening.
If you would, share a couple of your recovery techniques for the listeners.
Delighted. The key is you take one issue, one problem, I call them opportunities, at a time. And you work on it over and over and over until it works. There'll be times, plateaus we call them, when there's nothing seems to work. The body and the brain are resting and are getting ready to take the next step up the ladder of success.
Now, your memoir, Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck, has been called a handbook of hope. What advice do you give to people who have suffered a stroke or major illness?
No longer do you have to do it alone. There's medical help. There's peer help. There's medical science help. The ultimate help, however, is you. And that's what the book says. What happens, what to do, and how to do it, in conjunction with all the aids, you've got to know that people know what's going on today, and they're going to help you. And when push comes to shove, it all boils down to you.
And that is for sure. Your story is quite amazing, and it certainly has been good to have had you back. Where can people purchase a copy of your book, Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck?
Mr. Michaels, most bookstores have it. Just ask if you don't see it. But it's on Amazon. Just click on the title, or you can go to the website, www.liveordieburns.com.
Well, Mr. Burns, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today, especially with it being National Stroke Awareness Month, and all the best. Look forward to another conversation with you in the future.
Look forward to myself. Thank you. Glad I can help.
We've been speaking with Richard L. Burns, author of Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck, and spokesperson for Stroke Awareness and Recovery in regards to his advocacy and National Stroke Awareness Month. And once again, the website of reference is liveordieburns.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.